Good Wednesday morning as we step aside from our open line program like we normally do here on this 9 o'clock hour of these Wednesday mornings. We're joined in studio here by the Chamber of Commerce Director here with the City of Coffeyville, Candy Westbrook. Candy, good morning.
I guess I don't have my mic
there
next
you go.
To me.
That's right. That's
might
right.
help a little bit right there.
It will. But it has been a couple of days since I've seen you last, so I guess we'll just start first and foremost. 4th of July, what'd you do? Did you spend some time with the family? Did you go anywhere?
I stayed local, so that was good. But yeah, we all had a big family get-together barbecue.
Good
so
deal. Do you guys have your own? I know we got the summer celebration coming up this weekend, but you guys have your own little firework
we
shows?
Did.
I know you have kids. And I know, I mean.
We did, although we had it on Saturday, and it was getting ready to rain.
Oh,
so
no.
We were like rushing near it. I mean, it was like summer celebration. Everything was going up at once.
At once, except they've got about an hour and a half of everything going up at once. So I don't know how they do it, but they have an impressive show. Well, that's good. We went up to Independence that Thursday. Great
show.
But
mm-hmm.
what
good
I was
show.
Impressed of was driving home. Obviously, Independence had their own, but we were coming in on, I think that's 166, right, from the west end of town. Just a beautiful display. I mean, obviously, you had the refinery in the background, which kind of looks like its own cityscape, you know. Beautiful lights, and then all of these great fireworks. I mean, it was a beautiful, beautiful shot of Coffeyville. Wish I had actually had, like, a professional camera
that
or something.
That would be awesome to see.
A great spot from that end of town. So
wow.
I was impressed. I was certainly impressed by the amount of, I called it competition, really. I mean, it was like one block to the next. Everybody was trying to prove themselves. So
uh-huh.
I'm glad you had a good 4th of July, and
awesome.
Really, we're coming up to a great weekend as well. Can't wait. I'm sure I'll see you out there at some point on Saturday.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about today first, CNN meeting. Where were you guys at?
We were at the Aquatic Center.
The Aquatic Center.
Perfect on this hot day.
I was going to say, nice, hot, and humid already. It's not even 10 o'clock yet.
I know. So, yeah, we were out there. It was nice. You know, sometimes you forget about what's in your own backyard. And, you know, we were getting set up, ready to go. And one of our attendees had never been there. She's from out of town and just moved to this area. She said, oh, my word. You have the most awesome, you know, pool and aquatic area. And she said, you really need to be showcasing this. And I was like, yeah, it is awesome. But, you know, we just get so used to it and take it, you know, take advantage of it. So, do have a wonderful place. Danielle's the current manager out there. She's been there about 3 years and enjoying it, really loving it. They have a lot of great events. So they just had their Throwback Thursday not too long ago.
That was great. All the cool cars, right?
400 people.
That's
a lot
awesome.
Of people at a pool. So, yeah, it was awesome, she said. Coming up, they got July 18th is the Teen Luau Night. And then in August is National Night Out that they do with the police force. So that's pretty awesome. And then, of course, Mondays, I think it is, that they have Dollar Nights. So you get in pretty cheap.
Well, I'll tell you what. Coming, you know, in Denver, we've got the world's biggest water park in Waterworld, you know. And so I'm used to the big slides and everything. I'll tell you what. Coffeyville's little slides and the whole little setup of their aquatic center, I absolutely love it. First of all, you fly down one of them. The other one's just a nice relaxing. You fly down one of those slides. But beautiful. They've got our stations playing in the background, 98.1. I've had such
a
good.
And it's just such a big open
it
area.
Is.
You know, it's just kind of relaxing. And we're just... We're lucky to have it because a lot of small communities, they just have that, you know, rectangle pool, and that's all they got.
And I really, really admire the location as well, being kind of up there, you know, on top of the hill. You've got the golf course right behind you. You've got the stadium just short ways over, a beautiful park right there as well for you can picnic or go down to Roosevelt Trail. I mean, it's just a beautiful area
It really is. So we are lucky for that. So other things going on. Haley from USD 445. The ELC is accepting applications. They do have some openings. So if you've got a young child, I think they have some 0 to 3 spots and some 3 to 4, I think, are the spots that she said. But just check with them. They can tell you what's open. But take those applications and get them in right away. Those spots fill up really fast come fall. July 24th, they've got CHC on site for some completing your health needs. So you need to get in and get some stuff done before school starts. And then coming up already, I can't believe it, but July 31st and August 1st is enrollment.
It's like pump the brakes here, you know? Like,
know.
Come on. Even I'm not even in school, and I want these kids to enjoy a little bit more summer than
it's
this.
It's crazy. But on another note, that's something kind of neat. Dr. Crowell is up at the Governor's Council this week, and he's meeting with the WSU president on potentially bring in some aviation classes to our school district. So be a nice little fit in our area, especially with Cessna just down the road.
I was going to say, considering the influence that aviation has had, not only in our town since it started, but even now.
I mean,
even now, it is a huge influence to have those. I've always like to see the technical campus at CCC, and now they're going to try and maybe even put a little bit more of that down into USD 445.
I love that. So, Anne-Marie from Liebert's, it's hot outside, as we just said. But it is that time of year where people's AC start going out, unfortunately.
Such good timing.
I know. And capacitors are the thing that tend to go out a lot with the ACs right now. So they can fix it, or if you're more of the do-it-yourself, they've got all the parts. So you can just go in and say, I have this type of machine, and they can help you out and get that fixed, because you don't want to go without.
Yeah, no, and I will say this, pride aside here, gentlemen, I try to go down, do a little bit myself. Liebert's came over within 5 minutes. Well, of course, I'm a block away from them by any means, but 5 minutes they were in there, and in 5 minutes they were out. They fixed it, and I haven't had an issue since. So I've been cool all summer long, thanks to Liebert.
Nice.
So.
Oh, it does help. So, and then also, Anne-Marie gave a shout out to the Aquatic Center and to the city for helping the Red Cross offer their swim lessons this year. They had 30% more than they've had in the past. I mean, just every year it seems to grow, but swim lessons are popular, and we're glad that we're able to do that for our community. So, yeah.
Well, and it seems like I don't have kids, and I don't really pay attention to it by any means, but I feel like those courses and that skill of just basic swim lessons is kind of fading away a little bit. I don't know what it may be, but I don't know if it's kids just don't go to the pool at a younger age, and then, you know, of course they're going to be a teenager, and if they have never learned to swim, they could be in potential danger at that point. So, you know, I've always encouraged individuals out there to teach them to swim, you know, not at a young age, but when it is right. So.
Yeah. Like you said, just for safety. You just never know. So Doug Munn from Grace Fellowship gave a shout out to all the volunteers and the parks group that's been helping with the painting. They've been doing some, well, all over the parks around town, but recently they've been focusing on North Park and just painting and stripping things down and just making our parks look good. Along with the Aquatic Center.
You know, I've liked kind of this whole effort throughout. I mean, USD 445 is kind of prettying up the face of their buildings. We've got this beautiful mural like a block from us over here. And again, this reawakening, revitalization is, it's truly inspiring to be a part of, you know, kind of on the ground floor. And you can see it physically.
You finally get to the point, I think, and I think that's what people are doing, hopefully, is no matter whether there's jobs or not jobs, or we're growing or we're declining in population, or whatever it is, it's still your town.
Yep.
You still need to take pride in it, and there's still a lot of awesome things here, and we just need to take care of our stuff and show it off. So, Griff Walker, Boys and Girls Club, just wanted to give a prayer out to a friend. Bo Angleton lost his wife, and I guess he's a longtime citizen here of Coffeyville, and he was one of the first Boys and Girls Club member back in the day. They've been around a long time, so. Jamie Grant, Coffeyville Rec, soccer camp coming up pretty soon. That is going to be with the CCC coach on July 29th, starting on July 29th. And deadline is actually coming up for that. That's on July 22nd. So if you got a kiddo that you want to get in, have them have something to do for the fun this summer, learning some soccer skills, get that in there by the 22nd. Leanne Eggers from the Public Library. So tomorrow they got a couple different things going on for kids. They've got Juggling with Ryan at 1 p.m., and then a craft for the teens called Droids for Teens. Then next Tuesday, they are showing a documentary on the moon landing. Mm-hmm. So it's the anniversary coming up, and so they're going to be doing a documentary.
That's pretty neat. They've kind of had a whole lot of things themed almost around that a little bit this year as well. And I'll tell you what, if you ever wanted to see me make a fool out of myself, it is trying to juggle. I've always been very hand-eye coordinated, and for some reason, I add a third ball into the mix, I can't do it. There's no way.
No, that's not. I don't know if that's a skill that everybody has.
It frustrates me because I've always, you know, as a kid that was athletic and balanced and hand-eye coordinated, you'd expect that would kind of come, and I could never figure it out. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I was like, I can't juggle, so.
Well, maybe you need to go take that class.
I was going to say, I need to hop in. Is there an age limit?
I don't think so. It's for the family.
There you go.
Laura Sanford, Class LTD, just a reminder that they do offer shredding services. So if your business or your home just has a bunch of shredding you need to get rid of, give them a call and they can help set that up. David Beck with CCC and Leadership Coffeyville. So applications are being accepted now for Leadership Coffeyville, and those are going to be going on in the month of July. So if you have ever thought about taking that class, alum right here, loved it, then, you know, you can just get on the website for Leadership Coffeeville, or you can stop by the chamber. I'd be happy to talk to you all about it. But it's a great, great program.
So. Yeah. Well, you always stress as it is as well. It's not necessarily how you work and adapt with others. It's more or less your personal leadership skills and how
right.
you can adapt that to your job or your goals or however that you go about it. It's not necessarily how you lead or work with others. It's how you lead yourself, and then others will kind of follow you.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's leadership is just not about a position. It's not about the CEO. It is about every level of that.
Really is.
You know.
Well,
company.
And a good leader has those leadership traits, and people just kind of, like I said, it just kind of melts off onto them. They realize that this person's going in a certain direction, so they follow. Mm-hmm. And a good leader doesn't really put themselves up on top. They're not just like, hey, I'm the leader, so you have to follow me. Instead,
exactly.
You're kind of pushing each other along. So.
Yeah, exactly. Joe Brooks, Salvation Army. So he said him and his wife are this week going out to Windsor Place and playing music for the residents. And just the residents there love doing stuff. I mean, well, you saw the pictures. They had the fire department out and doing the little adult water slides. But they've got musicians. They've got all kinds of stuff coming out. And they just love that. So if you've ever thought about sharing one of your gifts, then call Windsor up. And the residents would love to have you come out.
Great.
Michaela from Simply Southern, they will be out at Summer Celebration. They've got even more vendors this year, I hear. And so she's excited about that. She said it's always a really good year for her. So make sure you guys stop out this year for the Summer Celebration. And then Life Point, they're going to have their Touch of Life event this weekend, and that's at 502 Walnut. And it's something they do, I don't know if they do quarterly or how often, but it's just for those in need, food, clothing, fellowship, and you can just give them a call if you want some more information.
Great.
Kathy Hetty from Windsor Place, they do have some rooms open right now on the 8th and Tyler Street locations, and just a reminder that couples can go. Now, sometimes we think of it as maybe somebody passes away and then, you know, the other elderly person goes into a home, but they've got places for the couples so that you don't have to worry about taking care of stuff. You can...
Well, and there's a lot of times, too, maybe with the age gap or something, your family is moving out of state. You can't really take care of mom and dad anymore or whatever the scenario may be. It's always good that they have a companion there, so it's good to have options as
yes,
well.
Yes, I love that we have a good thing in our community for that. So, Tamara from Sunflower Soda Shop, they have a new line of coffee that they just got started using. Got light, medium, and dark roast, but it's a exclusive deal they have with a coffee company out of Wichita. So, only place you can get it. And then pretty soon, hopefully she said next week or sometime pretty soon, they're going to start doing frappes and smoothies.
Oh,
like the good
very
nutritional
nice.
Smoothies.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Although I like it with a little ice cream in mind.
I do. I was going to a little sugar, a little ice cream in there. Yeah,
sorry.
That's what I need.
I don't want the healthy. Couple other last things, and then we're good. So, we finished up the 150th Downtown event.
Yep.
Great success, and because of that, we've had a lot of requests to have more downtown festivals. Last night, it was approved at the commission, the first reading of the ordinance to have my Hops Around Town Beer Festival. So that is on. I'm excited. That's October 12th, and I will be having more details coming out soon for that festival. But the next big 150th event coming up is September 28th, and it's the 150th Gala at the Brown Mansion. Monday is when the tickets go on sale at the Chamber, and because it's the Brown Mansion, it's limited in space. They only have 10 tables the businesses can buy, and then 200 individual tickets. So if you're interested, make sure you buy your tickets super early, just to make sure you've got a good space for that. So.
Yeah, nothing wrong. That was that's my rule of thumb with concerts, with things like that. As long as you have the tickets first, you can figure everything out. And if you don't need the tickets, then sell them off to somebody else
right.
that wants them. And that it can actually go. So let's kind of go back here to the beer garden or beer fest
Festival.
Here, because I remember talking yesterday with Mark Hall, and they were in the approval stages. So hopefully did it get passed last night at the commission meeting. He had mentioned something about 9th Street, so tell me a little bit. I know you probably don't have exactly how it's going to be lined up, but is it going to be similar to where the 150th birthday went into the plaza, or is it going to be strictly 9th Street there?
Mostly on 9th Street, although all the stuff that we have lined up, I don't think we're going to fit it all in. So
I was going to say.
I may have to extend it into the street a little bit on Walnut, so we might quarantine that little section of kind of right by the plaza area. So because we are going to have a cornhole tournament. Of course, we've got, right now we've got six breweries, microbreweries from around the state, two wineries, and a distillery. So you'll go around, get samples, try them out, vote on the your favorite. Then we'll have a DJ, we've got vendors, and we're looking at a couple other activities and games and stuff like that. So mostly on 9th Street, but it'll kind of bleed into some other areas.
I figured it would. I mean, knowing you guys, it's going to be full, and considering we have this many, is it still kind of open for different microbreweries or things like that to be a part of it, or do you guys kind of cap that off?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a few more. I'd like to get at least 10 to get a good variety.
Yeah, good variety and kind of an even number as well, especially when you get into those competition areas. But either way, you know, I think it's going to be fun, and you had mentioned as well, and I'm glad to hear that regardless of how the, you know, kind of scattered out during the later parts of the 150th birthday, but throughout the day, there was a lot of people downtown. I'm glad to hear that the concern is to bring some entertainment downtown, to do something in the downtown area. We've got a beautiful area, so I'm glad to hear citizens are really going through.
And we originally were thinking, you know, just young adults, but now it's kind of turned into, you know, anybody and everybody that wants to come. We'll have wristbands, so we have to make sure, you know, to partake, you have to have a good age. But if somebody wants to, you know, backpack their little kid on the back just to come down and enjoy the festivities, they can do that. And, you know, it's all ages are going to be welcome. It'll just be a nice, fun event. And then, of course, our restaurants and establishments downtown will be busy.
They're going to love that.
They loved it. The 150th event, they said they had triple the sales that they normally have. It was a busy day, a lot of fun. And, you know, it's just go outside for a walk, come inside, relax, have some food, go outside some more, you know.
Exactly.
So it'll be nice.
Exactly. Well, and if I learned anything from those 2 days, if you are planning on to eat, well, map it out early on. Because I tried to get several bands a spot at Lanning's or the Yoke, and man, it was a heartache trying to get people in there. So
it was.
There was a lot of people downtown. It was a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see, again, that downtown area filled up. But one more time, that gala, that's first coming up. It's in September. When and where is it happening?
Brown Mansion, September 28th. Tickets go on sale on Monday.
Perfect. So got to keep an eye on that. And again, if you're really interested in going, I just suggest get your tickets first. That's always my advice.
And then I would just leave with all these events are on the chamber calendar. You can jump on our website and look at it, or you can give me a call and I can subscribe you to the email list because we send out updates, announcements around town, and just all kinds of stuff because we've got summer celebration, then we've got VOD in the Ville coming up, and movie nights, of course, the rest of the summer. So
yeah, it's been very convenient on our end as well.
We signed up
for that email right there. So again, that's Chamber Director here of the City of Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook, joining us. Candy, we'll check in with you next Wednesday.
All right, thank you.
Somebody 690 KGGF.